Pages 19 to 20, Paper 3, Written Reception, 60 points. Drones flying high. Whether you call them unmanned aerial vehicles, UAVs, or flying mini-robots, drones are rapidly growing in popularity. Although they are still in the infancy stage in terms of mass usage, drones have already broken through traditional barriers in several different fields. In addition to military purposes, they are now used to provide recreational and commercial services as well. Most drones are easy to operate, aren't too expensive, and can meet different needs. They have communication systems, digital imaging technologies, and other components which enable them to carry out a variety of tasks. One example of an innovative way of using drones can be found in farming, where they are used for spraying fertilizers and monitoring crops, thus saving farmers both time and money. Another new way of using drones is delivering products. Big American companies like Amazon have started using drone deliveries, promising customers a speedy delivery within 30 minutes after completing their purchase. They have also been found to be useful when treating people who are homebound, delivering medicines and medical supplies to their homes. And then there are restaurants that have recently discovered their potential, offering the option of drone deliveries as part of their online ordering system. However, despite their many benefits, there are also several issues that need to be addressed. One of the biggest concerns today is their invasion of privacy, as they collect personal information without permission. Since drones come in different shapes and sizes, they can sneak up on a person without being noticed. Moreover, since drone technology is relatively new, there are still some technical problems that need to be solved. For example, since they depend on batteries, there is a limit to the time they can stay up in the air. In addition, they can't be used in poor weather conditions, such as rain, fog, or heavy winds. Finally, as more and more drones can be seen in the air nowadays, those flying too close to airports as planes take off and land might endanger the lives of passengers and air crews. Being aware of the dangers drones pose, different countries have legislated laws restricting their use. In the U.S., for example, commercial drone users must register their drone with the Federal Aviation Administration and carry proof of registration when flying. In addition, commercial drones can't exceed 160 kilometers per hour and can only fly up to 120 meters above the ground. In Australia, all commercial drone flights have to be registered with the Civil Aviation Safety Authority and, like in the U.S., are allowed to fly up to 120 meters above the ground, but only during the day. In the Netherlands, if you use a drone commercially, a license is mandatory, but the exact type of license depends on its weight and the height and distance of its flight. Breaking the law there may result in fines, confiscation of the drone, and, in extreme cases, even jail. It seems that the potential of drones is almost endless, but like with many other new inventions, we will have to learn how to use them wisely.